The Man Who Broke Into Auschwitz by Dennis Avey with Rob Broomby. Read by Sean Barrett.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
To the memory of Ernie Lobet and a man I know only as Hans. Prologue, 22nd of January 2010. A microphone was thrust in front of me as I climbed out of the taxi by the fortified gates of Downing Street. What could I tell them? I was there because of something I did in the war. Not my fighting in the Western Desert, not my being captured by the Germans, but because of what happened in Auschwitz. Back in 1945, no one had wanted to listen, so I stopped talking about it for the best part of 60 years. My first wife saw the worst of it. I would wake up covered in sweat, with the sheets soaked, haunted by the same dream. I can still see that poor lad now, standing to attention, drenched in blood and being beaten around the head. I relive it every day, even now, nearly 70 years later. When I met my second wife, Audrey, she knew something was wrong, and she knew it was to do with Auschwitz, but still I couldn't speak to her about it for decades. These days I can't stop going over it, and she thinks I'm trapped in the past, that I should move on, look forward. That's not easy at my age. The polished door of 10 Downing Street, that I'd seen so often on the news, framing the country's leaders, opened, and I stepped inside.